In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Throughout the year, for the Orthodox Church, there are four periods of time set apart for all the members to participate in a special fast in preparation for the celebration of a great feast. And one of these times is called the Great and Holy Fast of Pascha. The 40 days where we fast in a very strict way, and that's set aside prior to the celebration of Easter. And another of these fasting periods is the 40-day period that leads up to the Feast of the Nativity, which is Christmas. This fast is called the Advent Fast or the Nativity Fast. Is that my microphone? And it begins every year on November 15th, that Nativity Fast. And then there's a shorter fast. Is that this thing?
Stay away from
it. I think it was off.
Maybe yours.
Take it.
Yours, isn't
it? Oh, I hope not. I'm so sorry. There's a shorter fast which takes place during the first 15 days of August in preparation for the Feast of the Dormition. The Dormition, the falling asleep of the Theotokos. And that feast is celebrated every August 15th. And it's a very important fast for us here at the Basilica, because it leads up to the celebration of our own feast day celebration. They can't hear me. And finally, there's a fast which takes place prior to the celebration of the feast for the Apostles St. Peter and St. Paul, which takes place every year on June 29th. And we're blessed in our church to have the icon of St. Peter and Paul over on our iconostasis on the far end. It shows St. Peter, who's the gray-haired gentleman, and St. Paul, who is the bald, he's always depicted as bald in iconography, hugging each other. And usually there is a church that they're holding together in the center, representing their unified effort to spread the message of the gospel throughout the entire world. And that fast where we prepare for the celebration of the Feast of Peter and Paul, is referred to as the Apostles' Fast. And it took place for us just last Thursday. It always begins a week after Great and Holy Pentecost, and it always ends on June 29th. The Apostles' Fast is one of the oldest recorded fasting traditions of the Church, dating all the way back to as far as the late 4th century. And the reason for this fast is that it's connected to the fact that in Scripture, I just changed it this morning. I'm so sorry. The reason that this fast is that it's connected to the fact that in Scripture, at one point regarding why the apostles were not fasting as they traveled with Christ, Jesus said to the disciples of John the Baptist that when the bridegroom is away, meaning Jesus Christ himself, then they will fast. And it's also connected, this apostles' fast for Peter and Paul, it's connected to a time of preparation after Pentecost that the apostles spent fasting and praying themselves prior to their departure from Jerusalem to spread the gospel message throughout the entire world. So this apostles' fast helps to remind us that as Christians, we are called to a life of preparation for when we will be reunited with Christ at the second coming. And this preparation includes both prayer and fasting as a discipline to help us focus our concentration away from being dependent upon the things of this world so that we can be freed to direct our full attention towards heavenly things, towards the world which is to come, God's heavenly kingdom. This is the purpose of prayer and fasting. And it's why the church provides these various opportunities for us to participate from time to time throughout the year. And really, the church also offers us fasting opportunities every week. And even for the monastic way of life, fasting opportunities every day. Because prayer and fasting is not meant to be a rule of law that limits us. Prayer and fasting is provided to us by God for liberation, for freedom, and for independence. Prayer and fasting are tools to help us build up our resistance against the passions. It's a way for us to change our habits, and it's a way for us to keep our focus. So these tools should be utilized often as we continue to fight the good fight here on this earth. The good fight of faith. But maybe most importantly, prayer and fasting help to lead us towards a life of humility. In the book of Psalms, in the Old Testament, King David recognized the power of prayer and fasting when he said that it was fasting that helped to humble him in his life, and that it was applying the virtue of humility to his life which helped to return prayer into his heart. And then in the gospel lesson this morning, it was the virtue of humility, really, the humility of the centurion that Christ was rewarding when he healed his paralyzed servant. And it is prayer and fasting that helped the apostles, especially Saints Peter and Paul, stay humble. They were early leaders in the Christian church, and they needed humility as they worked to establish this church that was given to them by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and plant missions throughout the entire world. And it was prayer and fasting that helped them to overcome the extreme difficulties that came with this calling that was given to them. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we contemplate what the feast of the apostles Peter and Paul means to us as Christians, may their example of prayer and fasting, and may their faith, and may their strength, and may their humility be a reminder and an inspiration for us to never give up on our own personal spiritual struggle towards freedom and liberation. By taking advantage of all the spiritual tools offered to us by God through His blessed and holy church. And as we celebrate in the coming days the independence of our nation from a life of repression that afflicted the early settlers, let us not forget that it is prayer and fasting that helps to lead us towards our own life of independence. Independence from the sin and independence from the passions that may and do afflict all of us from time to time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.